This is Dr. Singh dictating from Westwood Nursing Care Center. Patients are first name is Norman, N-O-R-M-A-N, last name is Flowers, F-L-O-W-E-R-S. Date of birth is 8-6-1956. Date of evaluation is 10-5-2022. HBI history page, complaint psychiatric evaluation to assess capacity to make informed medical decisions. History of present illness, this is a 66 years old male who was admitted here originally on 2-3-2022 and readmitted on 7-10-2022. His chart indicates alcohol abuse, hypertension, partial traumatic amputation of right foot, gout. A history of acute osteomyelitis of right ankle and foot. Period. Social worker reports that patient frequently leaves the building and comes back drunk. Period. Period. During my evaluation, he was resting in his room. He minimized having any problems. He acknowledged that he was homeless. He could not recall how long ago he came here. He denied any history of depression, anxiety, psychosis, or being on any psychotropic medications. He acknowledged that he drinks five beer when he drinks. Patient's chart indicates that he was seen by our service at another facility on January 12, 2020. Period. He has been to several facilities but has a history of non-compliance with treatment and history of getting drunk. Period. His chart indicates that one time he was given a diagnosis of schizophrenia by a psychiatrist at Detroit Receiving Hospital, but apparently the patient was intoxicated at that time. Here he denies any use of cocaine or heroin. Here he reports that he's on SSI, but could not tell me why he's on disability. Period. He reports that his parents are deceased. Period. He claims that he has a daughter. He knew he's at Westwood and it's October 5, 2022, and Biden is the president. He could recall two out of three objects after 3 minutes. He claims that he used to work for Chrysler Motor Company. Here he did not know names of any of his current medications and what he's taking them for. Review of system, general non-reported eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genital, urinary, musculoskeletal, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, hematology, non-reported. Next paragraph, past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, not known. He was seen by our service at another facility. Prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment denied. Prior history of psychiatric hospitalization denied. Prior history of suicide attempts denied. Social history, current relationship. Single, number of children, one daughter per patient. Current occupation, used to work for Chrysler. Patient has been homeless before he came here. Next paragraph, medical record, lab diagnostic test, regulator, former chart, nursing. Next paragraph, under history and habits, medical history, see medical history as reported in HPI. Surgical history, not known. Tobacco history, denied. Alcohol history, extensive history of alcohol abuse. Peer denies any history of DTs or legal problems. substance abuse history denied, next paragraph. Current medications, no psychotropic medications, MAR reviewed, next paragraph. Blood pressure, ...145/86, pulse 78, respiration 18. Next paragraph, general, somewhat unkempt, demeanor, cooperative, motor movements normal, gait, sitting in bed, speech clear, mood, euthymic, thought processes, periods of confusion, association, normal thought content, no suicidal or homicidal thoughts reported, perceptual disturbances, denied any auditory, visual hallucinations, only level of consciousness, alert, oriented time, three, memory, mildly impaired for recent events, fun of knowledge, fear, judgment, and insight, poor sleep and appetite, fear. Next paragraph, under assessment and plan, alcohol abuse, uncomplicated, F10.10. Number two, rule out alcohol dependence with alcohol-induced persistent dementia, F10.27. Disposition, patient was counseled regarding risks of ongoing use of alcohol. Here, patient's motivation to change remains limited. Period. He lacks insight and exhibits impaired judgment. And appears to be unable to make informed medical decisions at this time. His poor judgment has led to him being homeless and not getting adequate treatment on a timely manner, period. Patient, however, should be consulted for decision-making process. Procedure code 99305, end of dictation.